You're listening to WMUK. I'm Rebecca Thiel. Around this time of year, Western Michigan University students leave campus for the summer, and about 3,000 medieval scholars move in. The annual International Congress on Medieval Studies is popular with academics, but this year, Western is trying something new to get regular folks involved. The Mostly Medieval Theater Festival will feature plays and music from the Middle Ages with a modern twist.
Flip and fetch water and build me a fire. I'm going out, but I'll come home when I'm tired and bring home a dinner, something that's yummy.
Oh, cod swallow, my dear, you'll forget all about me. You like to stay out all hours of the night.
This is from the rehearsal for the play Lippin. It's a comedy about a man who does all of the housework while his wife cheats on him with her lover.
I've made myself into a slave. All for you.
Good Lippin, my dear. Wash all the bowls, too, and sweep our floor till it's spick and span.
When the husband catches the lovers in the act, his wife's family convinces him that he's going insane, that he didn't really see what he saw. Lofty Durham is the artistic producer of the Mostly Medieval Theater Fest. He says everyone can enjoy medieval plays like this, not just scholars.
This isn't about doing it just like it was done then. It's not about, oh, you have to know secret things about the Middle Ages before you understand. It's mostly medieval, which means anybody can come in and feel entertained and get something out of what we're doing.
So what should we expect from a medieval play? Durham says, for one thing, a lot of actors talking directly to the audience. He says today, actors rarely do this.
If you break the fourth wall, that's seen as innovative. We're actually, in the Middle Ages, we are still 500 years away from inventing the fourth wall, and so nobody thinks anything about involving the audience.
Don't expect to get into the characters' heads, though. Durham says medieval audiences weren't interested in that.
But we are trying to work out what should people do when they're a member of a community? What kinds of behaviors are appropriate or inappropriate? What kinds of things are okay to want and what kinds of things are not okay to want? So you have a much more community-focused set of interests.
The festival will have body comedies, romances, and even an adaptation of a short J.R.R. Tolkien fairy tale. There will also be a performance by Early Music Michigan, a Kalamazoo group that focuses on pre-19th century music. It'll feature the work of Hildegard von Bingen, who is a German Catholic abbess and a mystic. She's known for breaking out of the conventional music styles of the time and liked to improvise. For this performance, Early Music Michigan will combine medieval-style instruments with modern dance. The dance was choreographed by Becky Strapel, a trained dancer and Western PhD student in English. She says Bingen's music can be hard to dance to, but creating a medieval-style dance would be even harder.
Obviously, there's no film from that time. There are sometimes woodcuts or illustrations of people dancing. We know that carols, which were dances done in circles, were very popular. Dances with people sort of weaving in and out, holding hands, that kind of thing. But unfortunately, there's just not a whole ton of information about dance at that time.
Lofty Durham says the Middle Ages spanned about 1,000 years. Yet we know so little about this formative time in human history. Anne Marie Boyle is one of the artistic directors for Early Music Michigan. She says the new festival is a good way to show regular folks what medievalists are working on.
I think there's a lot of people in Kalamazoo that still don't know what the Medieval Congress is, what's going on there. And so this could be a kind of a foot in the door for the public.
The Mostly Medieval Theater Festival takes place Wednesday through Saturday of next week at Western Michigan University's Gilmore Theater Complex. We'll have links to tickets and showtimes through the links on our website. For WMUK, I'm Rebecca Thiel.